A reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 4th chapter, verses 46 to 54. So he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And at Capernaum there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down to heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the 7th hour, the fever left him." The father knew that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed, and all his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Burton Greenway from Grace Lutheran Church, Penn Hills, Pennsylvania.
When this Galilean official asked Jesus to heal his dying son, why in the world did he say, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe"? Jesus said it because, like the people of Judea, so here in Galilee, the vast majority of our Lord's own people would not believe in him unless he continued to perform miracles and signs. It wasn't that way everywhere, however. Prior to this, Jesus had visited the despised Samaritans, whom the Jews hated, and yet many of them believed, and not because of signs, but John tells us they believed because of his word, his message. But now our Lord ventures northward into his home region of Galilee, and specifically to Cana, where he had performed his first miracle, and John makes the point to tell us, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did in Jerusalem at the feast. So you see, it's not just his official who had a problem in believing. It was our Lord's own people in general, and now in particular, his own Galilean countrymen. Jesus may have been their homeboy, if you will, but even here in Galilee, they were unable to move beyond mere fascination with his signs to faith in him as the Lord's Christ. They are not alone. Today, countless numbers of people refuse to believe in Christ unless they first see signs and proofs that his word is true. Some have even stopped believing when sorrow and suffering causes them to question the truthfulness of God's word. But let's be honest, it's a struggle for us too. For who of us at some point during some difficult struggle hasn't wondered, "Can God's promises really be true for me?" Yes, the word of Jesus to the Galileans is fitting for us as well. Though rebuffed by Jesus, the official nonetheless forged ahead, clinging to the promise that Jesus would help him. And this is what God would want us to do, isn't it? God promises not only to hear his children, but to answer them. So the official pressed on. "Lord," he said, "come down before my child dies." But it is then Jesus said something very simple but very difficult to him. "Go," he declared, "your son lives." Now, I can't imagine this was the answer the official was hoping for. After all, he had asked Jesus to come down with him to heal his son, not to leave him with but a mere assurance. Think about it. If he goes home and his son is still sick, then what? Can he even find Jesus again and do so in time? Just to put this in terms we might better understand, I've had over the years times when I've had to deal with a mistake on, say, my cable bill, and to get that fixed, I ventured through the hoops of their convoluted phone system, voice recognition, frustrating long waits, and then finally a long, drawn-out conversation with a person who tells me he can fix my problem. At the end, he gives me his name, and he assures me that my problem is gone. Finally, relief, right? Only until I discover a few days later that the bill has not been corrected, and I have to go through the long process all over again. That's why I might have said instead, "With all due respect, Lord, I'd really prefer you to come with me." But here in our text, the official, without visible confirmation, does what Jesus said. He leaves Jesus, believing only his promise. Despite not being able to see or feel his living, healed son, he took Jesus at his word. His faith went beyond that of his fellow Galileans. He believed even without signs. It is the word of Christ that brings about this kind of faith, this powerful word that enables us to do what we could not do on our own, believe. The word of Christ promises you many things that you also cannot see. The word of Jesus to you says, "Your sins are forgiven in my blood, all of them. My life is given to you as a gift. Death is vanquished for you. The devil is conquered. You are citizens of heaven. Even now, all things in your life, even the bad things, the worst things, I promise to use for your eternal good." And though we cannot see those promises realized, yet by the power of God's Spirit in his word, we believe what we cannot yet see. We trust what we have yet to fully experience. Faith, Paul says, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. The word, then, is not only a means of grace that conveys to us God's treasures, but also a power that enables us to receive these treasures and claim them as our own. How important it is, then, for us to be in God's house each week, for in the preaching of the word and the promises of our baptism, at the table of our Lord's body and blood, God strengthens us to do what we could not do on our own, to believe and to cling to Christ as our Savior, to believe in him even without signs, even without wonders. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Burton Greenway from Grace Lutheran Church in Penn Hills, Pennsylvania, for today's meditation on God's Word.